What is up, everyone? Welcome to the final podcast of 2023 here at Coaches to the Moon. What a wild ride it's been, and I'm so excited to finish off the year with Mr. Daniel Gomez from Daniel Gomez Inspires, from Sticker Shock Academy, from Makings of a Millionaire Mind, from Daniel Gomez Enterprises, from a multitude of different businesses and opportunities. Mr. Daniel Gomez from San Antonio, keynote speaker, executive coach, business coach extraordinaire, who is here today to talk about two concepts from the many that he teaches. One being that to embrace and to utilize and accumulate wealth, we need to first become the person who can do that. It's called Makings of a Millionaire Mind. It's one of his new books that is available now on Amazon, and also speaking about how to become a paid professional speaker, because I know that is an aspiration for a lot of the coaches out there. With his Sticker Shock Academy, teaches how to do that. He's got a program for everything. You're going to love it, because Daniel is a super duper calm, happy, confident, peaceful guy with some beautiful analogies that really help me to learn and process what he's talking about, and it will do the same for you, I'm sure. So guys, thank you so much for being here for the past year. It's been incredible. I'll see you in 2024. Now here he is, Mr. Daniel Gomez on Coaches to the Moon.
This is Coaches to the Moon, the only podcast you need to skyrocket your coaching business and create true impact on the world. Here's your host, Alex Morris.
Welcome back to the Coaches to the Moon podcast, ladies and gentlemen. First one after Christmas, and I could not be more excited to have our illustrious guest, Mr. Daniel Gomez, with us here today. International keynote speaker, business coach, podcaster galore, with programs and books coming out of his ears. This guy is someone who's going to provide a lot of value today in the space of money, and speaking specifically is what we're going to talk about today. I cannot wait dig into it. So Daniel, all the way from San Antonio, Texas, thank you for being here with us.
Alexander, thank you for having me on this amazing podcast. Coaches to the Moon, let's go, right? Think about this.
Let's freaking go. I love it. Coaches, as we spoke about in our brief interaction before we got on screen, coaching's a funny industry, and we talk a lot about on this podcast how it's kind of been sold to, it gets sold to a lot of young people as this get rich overnight, private jets, Instagram, laptop lifestyle. Not always as easy as that. And myself included, I had a really rough start, the start of my coaching journey, because there's really no barrier to call yourself a coach. Anyone can kind of.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know what motivated me? I saw this 17-year-old on Instagram said life coach.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly. Exactly. So, and I mean, I was health and nutrition coaching when I was like 24, but really with no business doing so. So we've all been there, but it's cool. So we want to get into very, very soon, Daniel, how you have accumulated success in so many different areas of your coaching business, be it speaking, executive coaching, online programs, books, etc. But firstly, I would love to know, where that all started for you, boss.
Well, you know, Daniel Gomez Inspires is my speaking brand. That's who I am. I go by Daniel Gomez Inspires. And when we first opened up and started, actually, our logo was a shield of faith. So people call me DG because we have a DG shield of faith is what our logo. It still is for our main Daniel Gomez Enterprises. But, you know, the irony in everything was I never wanted to be a coach. I never wanted to be a business coach. And what happened to me was, When my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017, I was running a multi-million-dollar organization. I had 100 employees. Like, I had the accolades. I mean, we made millions in business. I made millions in business for the owner of our dealership. But I still never saw myself as a business person, to say, because this is what happens. Most coaches don't make it because they don't embrace, right? First, you receive the identity of being a coach, you right? But then you have to embrace it, and most don't embrace it. And then the last one, most never embody the identity of a coach. And that's why most never fail, because when people started calling me a coach or asking me for advice, I'm like, I'm no coach. Like, I'm not a business coach. Like, I'm just a speaker. They're like, well, how are you doing it? How did you make six figures right off the back? And to be honest with you, I didn't really know how I did it, Alexander. I'd be lying to you if I told you the first year. And that's why I'm like, I'm not a coach. So then when I went to get certified at John Maxwell as a speaker, they were talking about coaching again. And I'm like, well, why is this coaching thing following me around? But then the light came on to me because in our church, we led a life group. So I was a life group leader and it just started coming around to me. And then when the light went on, it's like, man, I do know business. I just didn't realize how much I knew about business because I was always in the forest of the business itself, right? I was in the midst of it. But when I took the time to reflect back, then I'm like, that's why my speaking career took off, because most speakers fail because they want to be a speaker to say, and I didn't, that wasn't my intention. I was building a speaking business and that's where it flourished. So you receive the idea of being a coach. You receive the idea of being a speaker. Then you have to write, you have to embrace it. Most never really embrace it at a deeper level. And then most never really embody it. And then they feel like an imposter. And that's where self-sabotage comes in. And because they don't embody the identity.
Yeah, 100%. It's a funny one, isn't it? When people begin to taste a little bit of minor success, be that maybe that they just have made their first dollars from not having a job, which is a very, very exciting space. But then the imposter syndrome comes in and you find these full-time coaches. Once again, I say this with love because I've been there, who are really just doing a couple of Instagram posts every day and then going for coffee and then just kind of filming themselves in an ice bath. And that's their coaching business right there. So embodying the coach is an interesting one because I would dare say that most people feel like they really are embodying that coaching lifestyle because they're doing all the stuff. They're doing the personal development, the journaling, the books and everything. What does that really mean to you, embodying the identity of a coach?
Well, you have to embody the identity. If you don't identify yourself, truly identify yourself. See, this is a thing. So this is perfect for you, mate, because you're in Australia. You're surrounded by water. So Alexander and Daniel Gomez Inspires are out there looking at the beautiful ocean waves crashing in. The waves represent where most coaches try to coach at. The waves are on the surface level. But you and I both know, mate, that underneath there's another current, another wave that we don't see. And it's called the undercurrent. And that's what can kill you. So when you don't realize that undercurrent, which is your paradigm of who you really are at the core, who you are at the core gut of your core values, who you are, right? What is the software that you have in your computer system, right? What is the software that's truly running you? That is where they don't embrace the identity of a coach, of a speaker. And the main thing, right? We do this big training. We're actually going to have a big conference, a big boot camp. It's called, right? Where we really tell you your problem is you got to kill the employee mindset. And at the core of the paradigm, they still see themselves as an employee. So how can they be a coach or a speaker or any business owner, entrepreneur, because they don't embody that identity at all.
Got it. And that's a perfect, perfect answer and segue. Thank you for the analogy. We love a good analogy, especially a marine-based one. I was down at the beach this morning, and it's actually really nice, man. This time of year, we're about a 15-minute walk away from this lagoon and the beach and stuff like that. Around the Christmas holidays, it's full of people paying to be there on holiday. And it's really, really nice to say, okay, like it's not a fancy area, but it's like, okay, I think we've got it pretty good here. It's a nice place to be, nice and calm.
Yeah, think about this. Right now in Dubai, what did they just finish this past year? The tallest skyscraper in the world. We agree on that, right? Everybody talks about it, how it's taller than the one in Hong Kong, taller than the one in Japan. It's the tallest skyscraper. But what many people don't talk about is that same skyscraper in Dubai that's the tallest one in the world, it also has the deepest foundation for the world record also. And that's the part that people miss, is in order to go higher, you must go deeper. And most people want the higher without going the deeper. And if you want to be a coach, if you want to be a speaker, if you want to be an entrepreneur that's really successful, we'll just say a successful business owner, you have to go deeper. And most people don't go deeper. It's kind of like a relationship. you leave your old girlfriend, you leave your old boyfriend, you meet somebody new, you're excited, you're living cognitive, you're excited because it's new, it's exciting. But then at some point, you get so close to them that now, without you even wanting to do it, your subconscious mind puts up a wall, and now you start seeing all the faults because you don't want to get hurt. So you push yourself away and you self-sabotage that relationship. And as a coach, you self-sabotage your own relationship as a coach, business owner, because you get so close and then you don't even realize what you're doing to yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And a little bit of, I think a little bit of guilt comes up over this weird period of the year sometimes for business owners or anyone to kind of take a few days off, myself included. Once again, I do this podcast mostly to get free coaching from people like yourself, Daniel. It's very, very tricky. So we do feel a little guilty around times like this, feeling that we always need to be doing something, need to be in the trenches, working, accumulating. But in these weeks when you can't really do that much with small business to business, everyone's busy. No one wants to, you know, book calls in. These are the moments when the first couple of days my stress goes up and things, I've got to do something, but then it goes back down again when I do step back and disconnect myself from the business a little bit and realize what, you know, not to be cliche, but what life's really about, which is lovely. And I think that, I mean, for yourself, do you see a lot of, guilt and, you know, that imposter syndrome and feelings of not being enough from younger or indeed like just unestablished business owners? And how do we start to, I suppose, work on that in a way that's productive?
Well, that's easy. You hire Daniel Gomez Inspires as your coach.
Boom,
baby. Come on. I'm one of the top business coaches in Texas, voted top 10. I mean, I get results. I've taken businesses that were losing $1 million.
Yeah.
To making $1 million in revenue. That's a $2 million swing, but people thought it was impossible.
Love that.
I've helped take organizations that were making deca millions to doubling that. And it's a proven track record. So I understand business and I understand entrepreneurship because by God's grace, I've built a $1 million business from scratch. I mean, there was no blueprint. There was nothing. We did it year after year. And the thing is this, is most people, going back to the employee mindset, they never bet on themselves, right? They're too scared to invest. Go on in. Alexander, I started my business when my wife had a double mastectomy, breast cancer, two major surgeries. So there was, right, if I had an excuse not to start it, if I couldn't reason with myself, that was my reason, right? Come on, guys. Come on, Alexander. You know I want to be a coach. I want to be a speaker, man. But my wife just had a double mastectomy. That would be legitimate. But in spite of that, I started my business. And people laughing at me instead of applauding me, I still went forward. And by God's grace, we succeeded. But the thing is this, is that people, they justify why they don't do what they're supposed to do. They make excuses. They give you all these alibis, mate. And the thing is this, is that it's a bunch of BS. Because the truth is they don't have the confidence to bet on their future self. And you have to have the confidence to bet on your future self. Since I started in 2017, January 21 will be 6 years. I've invested over $400,000 in myself. And that's why we're making the revenue. That's why we're doing what we're doing. But it's a foundation. Think about this. For all these wannabe coaches out there that want an actual business, in the world, if you want a McDonald's right now, you're gonna have to make an investment of $1 million, sometimes even more in different regions of the world. $1 million before you sell one Happy Meal, before you sell one cheeseburger, one Big Mac, $1 million just to get in the game. And most of these coaches don't want to invest in themselves, but yet they want to make these revenues. And the one thing, I had a meeting with one of my clients today. They don't understand. You got to learn how to sell. You got to learn how to communicate. And I think that's one thing, is when they leave that employee workspace, they don't ever embrace the identity of, right? Because they don't want to be salesy. And you have to learn how to sell yourself, because before they buy the coaching, you know what they're buying, Alexander. They're buying Daniel Gomez Inspires. They're buying Daniel. They're buying Alexander. And if you don't get that concept, if we don't get that truth, that's where people fail.
I like that. I like that. And I think the foundational, I loved the Dubai building foundation analogy, by the way. Another great analogy from Daniel Gomez inspires. But it did remind me of a topic I wanted to get into with you today, because obviously you're wearing this shirt promoting your book there, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind. And there was a great quote on your Instagram from, I believe it was Jim Rohn, but you elaborated upon it in the comment, in the captions. Something around the lines of, if someone hands you $1 million, you've got to become a millionaire to keep it. That sort of thing. And that's the money mindset, the makings of a millionaire mind. And it feels like the same vibe, that if you want to have a successful business, you have to become a successful business owner within first. So let's talk about that a little bit. Where did the idea for the book come from? And give us a rundown of why this is such an important topic for people to follow.
Well, when I wrote this book, I didn't even want to write it, right? You got to go to Amazon right now, go to Audible. We have it on Audible, but the book is changing.
Did you voice it yourself?
As a matter of fact, I did part of it. Yes.
Right. I love that.
I did part of it myself. And we have an anchor in there that's going to anchor you. It's amazing when you hear it. I'll just say it's going to go take the book even deeper in your subconscious mind. Cause people call me and say, Daniel, I hear that. I hear it. And I don't want to give it away on your show. They got to get the audio, the Audible.
Sneaky.
But I didn't want to write the book because I didn't want to be talked about as being greedy. And then I started it. I stopped it. It just wasn't flowing. And it was actually two Christmases ago in 2021. And my wife came to me one morning and said, honey, in prayer, God just tried to put it on my heart. You need to finish your book. So I said, okay. So a month went by. I was like, you know what? I'll write it. I'll write it in a new year. And I didn't do anything with it. And then she came to me another morning. And, you know, my wife, she loves me. She's real respectful. She goes, don't get upset with me, but I'm just a messenger. I said, okay, what's going on? She goes, well, God is saying he's not asking you to finish the book. He's telling you to finish the book. So now I'm like, okay, right? The way she delivered it, I said, I hear you, God. I go, help me finish this book. I need to finish this book. And as I was writing the book, it just started flowing, right? It came out. And then I was in Atlanta with John Maxwell speaking. Amazing conference, over 300 entrepreneurs there. Powerful, powerful conference. John Maxwell goes up there, opens up, keynote speaker. Then Daniel Gomez is fourth on the speaking lineup. And my assistant looks at me and goes, are you nervous? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm nervous. This is John Maxwell. Like, she goes, you always speak. I'm like, yeah, but I never follow John Maxwell. And as I got ready to speak, I just heard God say, just get up there and be quiet and I'm going to speak to you. Next thing you know, I had people crying. We sold out of our first book, You Were Born to Fly. All we had was the mock-up. That's all we had was the mock-up, just a book cover that was made. And I said, can you sell this tomorrow? Because it was a two-day event. Now we get back to San Antonio, 75 pre-orders. Now I was committed to finishing the book. Now I had to, because I don't believe in owing anybody anything. We finished the book, and it's been an amazing success. It's opened up a lot of opportunities. But what people don't realize is this, is it definitely talks about money. But to the quote that you were asking about, is being a millionaire is more than just the financial aspect. It's huge. That's definitely a huge part of it. But it's the person you become on the journey, Alexander. It's an internal change that has to happen. It's a metamorphosis that has to happen inside of you. And I'm going to give you another analogy because I think you love my analogies. It's like the caterpillar represents the poor man, right? The poverty consciousness. And as the caterpillar is crawling across, goes into that cocoon state, right? Really invest in themselves as an entrepreneur. And they want to be that successful business owner, that butterfly that's flying with that millionaire mindset, that prosperity, right? That millionaire consciousness. It's a metamorphosis that has to happen in the inside of you. And what people don't understand is that it's an internal change, right? Our outer world is a reflection of who we are in the inside. What we manifest outside is the manifestation of who we are in the inside. And people don't get that. And the thing is this, if you get $1 million, why do you think so many lottery winners that win the lotto, they're in worse condition when they are? Because they don't have the capacity and they don't have the mindset. They don't have the character to handle that amount of wealth. You know why? Because they've never talked about money before. Right? Wealthy people, they're comfortable talking about money. And if you go have a conversation next time with somebody, maybe that's not your average crowd, and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to earn $1.5 million this year. And if they look at you saying, what? Because they're not used to talking in numbers like that. But if you talk, but then if you hang around somebody that really believes you and they're like, man, that's awesome, Alexander, we can do it, mate. Well, then those are your people you want to be with. But the average person, over 90% of people, you tell them something like that, they're going to be like, it's to them, it's impossible to earn $1 million in a year. When in reality, it's easy.
Okay. I love it. I do love it. And I'm going to play what I like, a little game I like to play called Devil's Advocate here on the podcast, because this is always fun as well. So, because I'm in with you on that. And I do find that they say your network is your net worth, that sort of thing. And my network is mostly people further ahead of me now, which is awesome. And I'm loving seeing people just throw around numbers like that. Once again, not in a bragging way. We're not talking about flashy people. We're just talking about free people. But my question for you there, Mr. Gomez, is getting yourself into that wealthy mindset when you are in a difficult place. And we all know the stats on people living paycheck to paycheck, especially these days. And people are really, really struggling. And then you can have someone very inspirational come up and say, you need to embrace the mindset of a millionaire, become that person. Now, I feel like some people might think that there's a disconnect there. It's disingenuous, or they feel like they're lying to themselves. And so they're actually doing the opposite of what they should be doing when they're in that space, if that makes sense. So if you're sitting in a tough apartment, struggling to pay the bills, and then Bob Proctor says, tell yourself that you're going to make $10,000 next month, you simply can't believe it. How do we get through that barrier? And am I wrong there? Is there an argument for that?
Well, the first of all is you got to be committed.
Okay.
Most people are not committed. You're either interested or you're committed.
Mm.
And when you're interested, you don't do the hard things. You make excuses. But when you're committed, you do the hard things. And I think one hack that I would tell your audience out here tuning into us is you need to eliminate one word as you're going into 2024. Truly eliminate the word try out of your vocabulary. There's no more trying. Because if Alexander, if you tell me, you know what, come over for dinner, man. I want to make you a good dinner, mate. And I'm going to be like, you know what, I'm going to try to make it. Am I going to make it?
Yeah, that's true.
Am I going to go? Probably not, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. In that context, you'd be super annoyed if someone said, I'll try.
Yeah. But that's the thing, that's how most people, that's how they live their life. So that's how they do business. It's an extension of how they live their life. So you got to stop trying and you got to start doing. And it's a different level of thinking, right? You got to stop trying and you got to just do. And when you do, And you start taking that action, and then you got to get out of the environment. I think the biggest problem that people have is they stay in the same environment. And if there's anything that hinders a young coach, a young business owner, it's their environment they stay in. They expect these bigger things, but they never go touch and feel the dream. And you got to go out there. You got to touch the dream, feel the dream. And I think that one thing that really helped me was that I was talking the millionaire language even before I was a millionaire. I was envisioning myself and putting myself in these bigger rooms and test driving Lamborghinis and Ferraris and touching these houses that's what you got to do that. And most people, they don't want to do that because they don't think it works. They think it's like, is it really going to work? Yeah. And people don't understand that you have to your point, most people stay stuck in that rut. They feel sorry for themselves. They play the victim. So they never take action and they never do. I tried, Alex. I tried. You don't understand. I tried. So going back to my original comment is that they don't want to go deeper. They don't want to deal with that a mate that's there's a block in them somewhere, and they just can't see it, so they don't go deeper.
Bit of tough love from Daniel Gomez there. Eliminate try. Yeah. Stop trying. Get it done.
I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, if you work on eliminating the word try. Mm-hmm. And I think, and honestly, when I went to get certified as a speaker, I didn't have the $5,000.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money, but I still bet on myself and I came up with the money, and most people don't want it that bad.
Yeah.
And imagine if I would have never gone to that event, I would have never became an author. I would have never stretched myself, right? And this is the truth, is that you got to go out there and you got to bet on you. If you don't bet on you, who's going to bet on you, Alexander? And many coaches, they feel sorry for themselves. And I'm just being honest, right? You got to deliver value. I mean, when I started speaking, I had a lot of value because I ran a multi-million dollar dealership for many years. I knew sales for 20 years. I had some, right? I obviously I knew what I was doing because we had 100 employees, but I didn't realize how much I knew until I stepped away from it. I'm like, man, I know more than I realize. But I still, 6 years ago, I wasn't nearly the man, the coach, the leader that I am today. And it's night and day. Even though I had some value that carried me a certain way, the more value you deliver, the more value, the more money the marketplace is going to reward you with. So you got to deliver value, and most people don't know how to deliver value.
Well, there's another one. There's another one as well. You mentioned earlier on that you started becoming this coach, this speaker, after knowing how to run the dealership, but not knowing how to teach how to run that dealership. There is such a difference in knowing what you know and then knowing how to teach it to other people as well. And so when you are speaking, you've got to get across relatively big concepts in bite-sized anecdotes, and you've got to keep hooking people in using the metaphors and keep people's attention for, I'd imagine, 90 minutes, 2 hours sometimes in these keynote speeches.
I've done presentations for 3 hours. Yeah. I've done them for a whole day.
Yeah. Just,
But the thing is, you have to speak from your heart and you have to be genuine. And I think there's a lot of flaky people out there, or there's a lot of people out there that don't care about people. And I can tell you that just myself, coming from the automotive industry, there was a lot of transactions that we did because we sold a lot of cars, right? In my new book, Sales Accelerator, that's going to be coming out here next month, right? It's going to be coming out by the end of January. You know, I've sold over $500 million of products and services in total business combined with my businesses. And it's like, I realized that you have to sell more from the heart. As you sell more from the heart, people can feel your sincerity. They can feel your love. And that's what people want. And many coaches, they don't know how to sell. They don't know how to help people. They want the money, but they don't have the concept. They don't have the approach. They don't have it. And you got to learn how to do all that. And it's just, some people, they want the shortcut, and it doesn't work that way.
That is something I can wholeheartedly agree with, having been there myself and still being on that journey, as we all are, perpetually, day in, day out, always a matter of improvement. So learning to deliver, learning to teach, learning to sell, these are all aspects of speaking. And this is a topic I'd love to get into a little more as well, because as we've mentioned, you've spoken all over the world except Australia, and you come in this year, you've promised. And
we'll be 2024. You got to get me a gig out there, Alex. Come on.
I will try and get you a gig, Daniel. No, I will not. Do or do not. There is no try. Quote made famous by Yoda in Empire Strikes Back. So no, but speaking is definitely something that I think a lot of coaches want to get into, because it gives you that social proof. It gives you the ability to teach to a room rather than one-on-one. It's scalable. It's exciting. It sounds glamorous. And I'm sure you know the ups and downs of the speaking industry, but you have the Sticker Shock Academy, which is about how to teach people to become a speaker. The first thing I'd love to know about this one is, where did the name come from?
Automotive.
Okay.
So right here in my book, Sticker Shock it's a training that we do for automotive sales and real estate agents. Well, sticker shock, right? You get sticker shock when you see a car on an automobile that's like, what? It costs how much?
Oh, okay.
So you go into sticker shock. So in prayer one morning, I was there and the idea came to me. So March 15th of 2020, the world shut down. I lost close to $50,000 in paid speaking engagements. And I was like, what am I going to do? I started my podcast. And I was reluctant to do that because I'm like, who's going to listen to my podcast? the Daniel Gomez Inspires Show. Now we're one of the top premier podcasts globally. And we've had some amazing guests like Brad Lee, Brandon Dawson from Cardone Ventures. So go and tune into our amazing podcast, the Daniel Gomez Inspires Show. But then the idea came from Sticker Shock. So I called my publisher at the time. I said, hey, man, I got this idea. He's like, what's up? I said, man, I was in prayer this morning and God gave me this idea, Sticker Shock Speaking Academy. He goes, what? I was like, what? I was like, I thought he was going to tell me you're crazy. I love it. Let's do it. So think about this. The world shut down March. They thought that by next month in April, the world was going to be back open. This was like in April when I told him the idea. He goes, dude, let's do it. So we set the date for July. We had over 22 people come in from across the country because everybody was tired of being with their wives, with their husbands, with their kids in home jail. And man, it was a success. I didn't have the concept of making it a reoccurring event at that moment. And then afterwards, they were like, well, when's the next one? I'm like, well, heck, I don't know. So right then and there, we just booked another one and it just exploded. Now we're going on our fourth year. We've had over 8 Sticker Shocks. We've helped so many speakers earn hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you need to come to Sticker Shock Speaking Academy, ladies and gentlemen. And we don't just teach you how to speak. We show you how to build a speaking business from the beginning to the end. And we show you, right, how do I apply at these opportunities? Where do I find them? How do I sell myself? How do I negotiate myself? What does a speaker application look like? All the things you need to become that paid speaker. We give you all, everything you need, Alexander. And there's no holding back when you come because it's really an experience also.
What is a challenge or setback that speakers encounter that they might not expect when they first get started?
That they have to practice.
Okay, yeah.
you got to put in the reps, right? You got to put in the reps. And many people just like podcasting. People think that this is great. This is a great thing. Virtual events, podcasting is good. But when you're on stage in front of 1,000, 2,000 live people, it's a whole different atmosphere. I mean, when I was in California, I had almost 2,000 entrepreneurs in front of business owners. And man, the energy just electrifying. So you got to be engaging. You got to know how to carry yourself. You got to learn. There's just so many aspects. And that's why they got to come to Sticker Shock, because the thing is, you can't go where no one, right? You can't go if no one's ever taken you there. You got to experience that. And it's an experience. And when you come to Sticker Shock, this is the thing is, I was speaking before we did for many months, but I was speaking on hotel floors. I was speaking and I was getting paid. But the thing was, this is my big breakthrough didn't come until I trained the United States Air Force. They had an epic stage. And I'm like, okay, now my prices went up. Because event planners saw me, A, it was the military, United States Air Force, but B, now I was on stage. So when you come to Sticker Shock, we invested thousands into our stage, Alexander. So we put you in front of a live audience. So when they see you on stage, you're like, wow, this, like, right? It's a different concept. It's a different perspective of Alexander knows what he's doing because he's on an actual stage and this looks very professional. So now you can demand, right? Not hope for or try to get a hire, right? You can demand hire. So it's really
love it.
Knowing that it's all about the optics and the reels that you're able to create for yourself in speaking.
Yeah, getting that speaker reel is so important, right? You've got to, so when they're coming to your academy, you're teaching them the process, but also giving them, I guess, shots of them speaking and practicing on your stage, which then gives them the authority that they've done this before.
Yeah.
Because they have.
So the way I say it is, right, we give you the tangibles.
Yeah.
You leave with the 10-minute raw footage of you speaking on stage, which you can create that to your 90-second sizzle reel. And that's the problem is most people, and this is free content I'm going to give you, right? Your speaker reel needs to be about 90 seconds long, maybe a little bit longer, no more than 100 seconds. Many people want to make a 4-minute speaker. Event planners ain't going to look at it. It's too long. You got 90 seconds to 100 seconds, and then you're done. So we give you the raw footage. We give you optics on stage. We give you optics on the red carpet. And we give you everything you need to put up on your website. And that's the beautiful thing about it, is that you actually take tangible materials, tangible objects that you need, the resources to really showcase you as that speaking expert in your profession.
I think that's really great. There's a lot of mixed ideas around this sort of paid PR thing in the online space, because a lot of people have, you know, just shelled out a few dollars to be on the very back page of some obscure Fox News site that you can't find unless you already have the link. But there is a truth that we do need in a world full of so much content. Probably when John Maxwell was beginning, there weren't that many people trying to get out there and speak. But these days, when everyone's got a podcast, everyone's a coach, everyone's got a social media platform with 10,000 followers, very, very tricky. So that PR has been, I see it has been hugely helpful. And you're a very branded up guy. You're promoting yourself constantly in your brand. You've got the t-shirts and everything. How important do you think the branding and self-promotion is? And is there a place where, you know, you think it can go too far? Does that limit exist of too much self-promotion?
Well, I would like to take credit for this quote, but it's not my quote. It's from one of my coaches, right? Best known always beats best.
Yeah.
Best known always beats best. So there's no such thing as too much exposure.
Love it.
There's no such thing as too much marketing. Because the truth is this, if you understand marketing, and I've taken some marketing classes because we ran a multi-million dollar dealership, is before a customer engages with any business, it takes 9 to 12 touches even before they start considering you. That's just consideration. Think about that. 9 to 12 touches. And then the mistake that we make is we think we post on any social media platform and we think everybody sees it and they don't. The truth is maybe max 10% of your audience sees it. Maybe 15 if you catch a good algorithm. But the truth is 15. So if you have 1,000 followers, 150 see it. We'll just say it, right? As a number, to make numbers easy. And we think, oh, everybody saw it. Yes. No, they didn't. So keep posting. You cannot put out too much content. And as far as my shirt, it was my wife's idea. I was against it. My wife says, we need to do this. And I'm like, nah, right? I mean, because we were making money. We were profitable. And the thing is, I was thinking small at the time. And then when my wife said, we need to make shirts for Sticker Shock and for Millionaire Mind, I really teared up when we had the first batch we came in. This is a second generation. But the first ones were a little bit smaller lettering. But people were wearing it because we invested nice money and we gave this away at Sticker Shock. And people were wearing them. So the thing is, you can never brand yourself too much, because the truth is, as a coach, especially as a coach and a speaker, you are the brand. That's what they're buying. And why would I wear polo if I can wear myself?
Well, you mentioned that you had someone from Cardone Enterprises on your podcast. And I mean, Grant Cardone, he's the, you know, what's the word? I always lose words at this point of the podcast, but he is the Mount Olympus of self-promotion, isn't he? And he tells a story in his book about his, they started sending an email twice a week to his list, and his marketers saying, oh, people are dropping off the list. And he said, send two a day. And so started increasing the marketing and let's tweet once every single hour, that sort of thing. And love him or hate him, the results show best known beats best. I do like that. I do like that a lot. So I'd love to hear a story about you, Daniel. Speaking is a funny gig, because I'm sure some rooms you go into and they're perfectly set up, like the Sticker Shock Academy, like the United States Air Force, and sometimes you rock into a room and it's not what you expected at all. Do you have any stories that you wish maybe hadn't happened, or some things that weren't the best gig of your life?
Well, I would say that as a true professional, because the truth is this, is to be called a real professional speaker, you have to get paid to speak at least 100 times. So there's many people out there that call themselves professional speakers and they're not. They haven't even gotten paid once and they're calling themselves a professional speaker. But the truth is, when you put in the reps, you're prepared for any situation. And it's harder to speak to a smaller audience than it is to a bigger audience. But I think what comes to mind is that I'm always ready. And I remember one time I was speaking, it was Christmas holiday. It was for a company. They wanted a year-end training to get them ready for 2020 actually. And it was amazing. It was in 2019 of Christmas, and the camera fell over. Everything just kind of just, it was at a restaurant. Everything that could go wrong and it went wrong. And you got to learn how to improv. But those challenges helped me to become a better speaker, because now they really, right? There was no video. There was no PowerPoint. It was just Daniel's heart. And you're either going to rise up to the occasion or you're going to fall down.
Yeah.
And I just rose up, and that's, I think that's, that adversity is what makes me one of the best speakers, right? This is my goal right here. Like, if you look at this,
I love that.
Within 3 years, I will be the number one motivational speaker in the world. I'm not arrogant, but that's the dream that God put in my heart. So I'm sharing my vision.
Yeah.
And I see that every day. So to be the best, you got to be ready. And you got to be ready all the time. And there's many times that I've gone to an event as an attendee, Alexander, mm-hmm. and people know that I speak. And we'll just say somebody cancels out. Daniel, we hate to tell you, ask you this. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'll speak. You know why? Because every time I speak, I make about $25,000. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'll speak for you. Can I just offer what I do? Like, yeah, go ahead. And before you know it, I'm all right. I always have my order forms. I carry them with me wherever I go. We carry our suitcase with us. So we're always ready to do business and help people. So when somebody doesn't show up, it's a blessing. And they ask me, can you speak? I'm ready. Let's go. And people just, most people ain't that ready.
Right. How interesting. That's the adversity thing, right? You can't prepare yourself for something you don't know is going to happen. But once it has happened, you can start to put in place systems and strategies to make it not happen again and to improve upon it. And so
there was one time, you know, at a football stadium, the PA system sucked. It was nasty. Yeah. You remember how we started off? There was a bad echo.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to speak to a group of 500 people in a football stadium. And there was maybe closer to 750. It was about 700 people there, but it was a bad echo. And I just finally said, you know what? Like, I had to go deep within myself. I threw the microphone. I said, get this away from me. And I just did it from the vocals. And I remembered what I practiced, and my voice carried through the stadium. It just, by God's grace. And I was like, man, I wonder if people really heard me. As we were walking back to our vehicle, and it was already dark at night because it was at a football stadium. It was an evening speech. People were like, thank you so much, man. It really resonated with me. Thank you so much. And it was just God's way of saying, son, they heard you. But imagine that. Like, I had to go deep within my own diaphragm and just belch it. I did speak with authority, and the message came through.
You went a cappella, no mic, at a football stadium and delivered a speech. That is insane, Mr. Gomez.
God is my witness, but my wife was there too. and it was just, it was an experience, man. It was just like, you just got to, it worked.
Yeah.
Trust me.
No, I'm not. I believe you. I believe you. I'm not a, never suggest that that's not true. It's just, it's a crazy story. You got to have some lungs to pull that off, man. And probably something that a lesser speaker, you know, a less established, less confident speaker probably would have said, okay, that's it. You know, throwing in the towel, which probably would have been fine as well. Not you, Daniel Gomez. You're mentioning prayer and faith a lot in your business decisions almost. Is that a form of, do you actively seek out advice in, like, for business decisions in prayer, or do you find that it comes to you intuitively without you looking for it?
No, every day I seek it out.
You seek it out? Okay, because I'm not a guy who prays. My sister is a minister. She's actually moving to Spain to help set up some churches in Spain. Very, very committed to her faith. So I'm always interested in the concept, because also for me as well, I never grasped the concept of manifestation or asking the universe for things. So I'm really impressed by people like yourself who, you know, you have this confidence in a higher power, which is great. So talk to me about that, because I love to talk about it. You're in a tricky spot in your business. Maybe you want a deal to go through. How tangible, how specific do you get in prayer, if that's not too intimate of a question?
Well, when I was younger, I was pretty driven. I was arrogant. Mm-hmm. And I worked my way up to run one of the biggest Chevrolet dealerships in South Texas. And it was amazing. But the thing is that I was doing it Daniel's way. So when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, it was really an eye-opening experience for me. And I was doing good, right? I came out my first year, I made over $100,000 as a straight up speaker, no products, not just speaking. And I share that because it's like, okay, I'm doing good. And as half the year went by, the second year, I just felt in prayer one morning, God says, you really want your business to succeed? I was like, yeah. He goes, well, you're busy doing nothing. I'm like, in my, I was into myself in prayer. I'm like, well, we're making revenue, right? I mean, we're making it. And he goes, if you really want your business to succeed the way you want it to, you need to make me your, the CEO. I need to run this theater. I need to run this business. So if you go to my, if you go to my LinkedIn profile, it says Daniel Gomez myself. I'm the president because God's the CEO. So the moment I put God, family, and then business, we exploded in 2020 when everybody else vanished. We doubled in 2021. We doubled in 2022. And this year we had our best. We didn't double from last year, but we grew about 30%, and we had our best year yet. And it's because of the strategies that I get when I see God and put him first. And I pray about it because it's, put it this way, we all need a coach, and no better coach to have than God and his word. And if you really study Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill references the Bible and a lot of stuff. So really, and now a lot of these gurus or wannabe influencers, what do they study? They study Think and Grow Rich. And what do they write about? Think and Grow Rich. It's kind of same philosophies, but in their own words to say. So really, if a lot of these influencers are copying Think and Grow Rich or getting their content from Think and Grow Rich, and Napoleon Hill from Think and Grow Rich got it from the Bible, everything that's out there, the reason that a lot of these ideals work is because they're biblical and they're God's principles. And it's whether you call it sowing and reaping, cause and effect, like, what are you doing with the wisdom you have, right? Where are you getting this wisdom and are you applying it? Because it's one thing to have the wisdom, Alexander, but if you're not applying it, it doesn't do you any good. And I think that's the problem that a lot of coaches and people in life have, is they have the knowledge, right? I think in America, I can't speak for your side of the world, mate, but in America, we say knowledge is power, and it's the biggest lie. Knowledge isn't power. It's the application of that knowledge, right? It's the application and activation of that knowledge. So for me, it's really listening to what God puts in my heart. And no, sometimes it's an audible voice. Sometimes it's like, hey, give this person $100. Sometimes it's don't do this. And sometimes it's correction. But I wouldn't be here today, one of the top podcasts in the world, with everything that we have, if it was just my wisdom, because there's no way I could have thought of a title of Sticker Shock Speaking Academy. As much as I would love to give myself credit. And God just said this, right? God put this in this. He goes, God gets the glory and I get the benefits. So, hey, if I keep giving him the benefits and give him the praise, and because but the thing is, it's the truth. Nobody can lie from what I've experienced. And people need to know that, because I think so many people try to do it on their own. And I think something that comes to mind, Alexander, is when me and you first opened up today, your kids are young. Mm-hmm. And don't you want the best for your kids?
Of course.
And you would do anything for them, right?
Of course.
And especially if they ask you for help, you're going to run to them, ain't you?
Yeah.
So we're God's kids, man.
Yeah. Nah, makes sense. It makes sense. It's beautiful, man. Beautiful. And you've got a very calm, confident presence about you that I see in a lot of the guests we have on the show who are very based in their faith. So it's, yeah. Really, really cool to see. I mean, you seem like a very happy dude. You're like a very, very happy dude indeed. And I love to see it. You make me feel calmer and happier. Not that I show it in how much I move around, but that's just the way my body works. I can't stop wiggling. But I think that everything you're doing, I think Sticker Shock Academy is a very, very cool name, especially with the background on it. I'm glad that you finished the book. I'm glad that you have just this complete rock solid confidence that, you know, that poster in your room, number one motivational speaker in the world, that's going to happen. And yeah, it's a level of confidence I one day hope to get to in my own life and business, as I'm sure do some of the listeners, man. What are you excited about in 2024?
Well, we got a lot of great things coming out in 2024. We just hired a director of operations. Jacob Davis is going to help us run that. And I'm the visionary. I'm the one that goes out there. I run 100 miles an hour. He's going to come up behind me and put the strategies, the systems, and everything that we need in place for the next level. And I think that's one thing that people, that they miss. They want to build big. Going back to the high rise, the skyscraper in Dubai, people want to go high, but they don't have the right foundation. And I'm at the point where I need to redo my foundation. And that's why we brought in our director of operations. So I'm really excited about that, to really build a team around me. We have employees, right, that help with the back end of our book publishing, because we do have a book publishing division with DG Publishing. We do book publishing, we do podcast launching, and we do a lot of these other services for entrepreneurs. But the thing is, I've never had a front end person really help me. So it's going to be exciting, that not just on the fulfillment aspect of it, but on the front end, that so we're going to bring on Jacob. He's already hired. And actually today we went looking at offices. So we should be having our offices, actual offices. We have two studios in our home, which we built out, which are great, but I really want an office where people can come and take it to the next level and just really leave our mark on the world and make a difference for people, because people need help. I mean, you see it, whether you're on Australia, Europe, or in America, people need help right now because they're lost. They're lost in life and they're lost in business. And they need a Daniel Gomez to help them, guide them. They need an Alexander to help them. They do.
Thanks for that, man. Yeah. Well, we're doing our best. And that does sound very fun. It'd be really exciting to see what happens when you get someone who's creative, visionary like yourself, speaker, to get an operationally minded person like Jacob alongside. I think that's the book. Rocket Fuel is a great book where you get your visionary and your operator and you have to work together. I don't have the operator just yet. I need that one as well. So that's really, really exciting, man. DG, Mr. Gomez, he says he inspires, and he certainly does. He comes to deliver every day, man. You got a lot of different websites, Daniel. Which is your primary place that you want people to come and find you?
They can go to our website, danielgomezspeaker.com. That's danielgomezspeaker.com. And the beautiful thing is, too, you can go to our other website, themakingsofamillionairemind.com. Mm-hmm. If you're in the States, you can get an autographed copy. If you're with my friend over there in Australia, go to Amazon and get your copy. And this book will transform your life. But what I would say is go to our website, themakingsofamillionairemind.com. We have an online program that has helped thousands of people really elevate their lives and their businesses. 27 powerful modules that have impacted people and changed people. And the thing is that when you try to figure it out by yourself, it's harder. And
yeah,
why not ask for help? And we would love to help you with that. So, and then on social media, our brand, Daniel Gomez Inspires. Here's our Shield of Faith, DG,
yeah.
Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Just contact with me and send me a message through there, and we'd love to help you. And last but not least, text the word millionaire, that's millionaire, to 210-942-5059. Text the word millionaire to 210-942-5059. And I want to give your audience a free PDF, our Makings of a Millionaire PDF. It's a beautiful PDF with millionaire affirmations that we created just for y'all. And it's beautiful. It's going to change your people.
How good. Never had a text plug on the show before. So that sounds fun. I do like that style of marketing. I saw Gary Vee do it a few years ago and I was like, that is cool. How does that work? So love to see it, man. Well, I've got Makings of a Millionaire Mind up here on Audible right now. Only 3.5 hours long, which I love. It's the kind of book you read over and over again. A lot of these business books are like 14 hours and 57 minutes and they need to be 3 hours long. You know, so that is a consumable, tangible advice, just like the rest of the podcast. Daniel Gomez, thank you so much for being on the show today, my man. It's been really fun.
Alexander, thank you for having me. Everybody out there in Aussie land, happy new year, mates.
Hell yeah. We'll get this one out in the next couple of days. So if you are listening to this in 2023, it's been amazing. If you're listening in 2024, welcome, and I'll be back next week with a couple new episodes of Coaches to the Moon. Until then, thank you so much for listening. Much love and peace out.
Hey guys, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end. If you love our guests, then in the show notes of this episode, you can find their socials, you can follow them, you can learn more about all the free resources and programs they've got. I highly recommend you do it. Until then, thank you so much. I'll be back here next week with Coaches to the Moon. Have an amazing day. Peace out.
Coaches to the Moon will be back next week. Until then, reach us on Facebook at To The Moon Digital Marketing.